James Comer vows to get answers about Dem. Ilhan Omar's skyrocketing wealth amid Minnesota fraud scandal. By Amy Furr on January 17, 2026. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, is under the microscope due to her family's growing wealth as her state is facing heavy criticism over fraud scandals connected to its Somali community. House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, told the New York Post this week staff lawyers are considering a subpoena for her husband, Tim Minot, regarding his business practices, the outlet reported Saturday. "We're going to get answers, whether it's through the Ethics Committee or the Oversight Committee. One of the two," Comer stated when speaking of how the couple went from almost no money to being worth up to $30 million over the course of a year or two. In 2025, Omar denied being worth millions of dollars and claimed conservatives were unfairly targeting her, according to Breitbart News. In his comments to the Post, Comer said, "There are a lot of questions as to how her husband accumulated so much wealth over the past 2 years. It's not possible. It's not. I'm a money guy. It's not possible." During a recent interview with investigative journalist Catherine Herridge, Comer was speaking of Omar when he said, "Her net worth, just out of nowhere, skyrocketed and officials know it is tied to two investment funds her husband runs. We have a lot of questions about where the money came from. How do you make that much in fees in a short period of time?" he continued. Meanwhile, the outlet noted a law enforcement source said they are investigating politicians who may have connections to the Democrat-run state's fraud scandal. Indeed, the $1 billion welfare fraud issue has raised many questions as to what Omar knew and when she knew it, according to Breitbart News. Reports say that Omar has many close ties to organizations, businesses, and individuals named in the various cases that have uncovered massive fraud of Minnesota's overly generous welfare schemes, cases that total up to more than $1 billion in stolen taxpayer money. For example, Omar has held events and parties at the Minneapolis eatery named Safari Restaurant, an establishment that has been named in some of the investigations looking into the fraud. The owners of this restaurant, Salim Said and Amy Buck, have already been convicted in the Feeding Our Future case that defrauded $250 million from the state in child food aid. On January 5, President Donald Trump promised to end funding going to the fraud and corruption in the Democrat-controlled states of Minnesota, California, and Illinois.